What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where, Jay, if you die, will you give me a sign that, that you're still with me?
100%.
What should it be? Like, are you going to paint something on my mirror?
I'll go in. Natalie will be, like, snacking on something, and all of a sudden, she'll pull the brownies out of the oven, and they'll be hot, and she'll just about to put the knife in, and I'll make the brownies explode in her face.
I go, Jason. All right, roll the intro music. Let me record.
He had the best intro ever.
That was really good.
Oh, that was the hottest intro ever.
But I forgot that I'm on this.
Oh, God. It's like that Tenacious D song, the greatest song in the world. When they write it, but then they forget what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, it's fucked up that, like, the record button is on your lap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like nobody else is handling it but you.
Yeah. This time it is my fault. Normally, if it was, like, not anywhere near me, I'd blame it on Jason.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, it is your job. But this time. Yeah. So, guys, we started recording the podcast. About 5 minutes in, I realized it wasn't recording. And now we're here.
At least it wasn't, like, halfway in.
True. He did a good job noticing it.
Right away.
Good job, David.
That would have sucked if it was, like, 3 minutes. Oh, my God.
Jay strangled you.
Jay, remember when Dave snapped at you for not hitting the record button? In Utah?
Oh my God.
And he goes.
Yes. It's never going to be my job to hit the record button. Never.
Okay, Dave. I am so much more important than you. It's your only job. Okay. It's the only reason you're here.
This time it was my job and I fucked up. All right, let's restart. We're visiting Jason on a beach. He rented out a beach house in Santa Barbara. It's a very big house. Very expensive house. Jay, you want to get into the details of how much it cost?
No, I don't want to say how much it costs at all.
Just ballpark it. Just because I feel like people listening to this podcast don't understand.
It's $200-$300 a night. About $300 a night.
Everybody will be here.
I think it's $200-$300 for like 20 minutes. I think if you break down the math.
Okay, I have a fascination with beach houses, and I started renting smaller ones over the summer, and then this one became available, and I thought, oh, it'd be so cool if everybody...
Oh, you've just been doing so good this year?
No, I thought it'd be like fun to everybody come up and shoot content,
right?
But nobody wants to shoot any content anymore.
Well, it's what, $10,000 for the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, is it?
No, I mean, it's more than that.
Oh, it's more than that. How much is it?
It's a lot. It's $10,000 a month. Let's say it's $10,000 for 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get here and it's Jason's kids sitting out on it's a beautiful beach house. Like it's it's fucking 50-
my dream beach house, my dream home.
Yeah. Natalie got drunk last night and she started giving me advice. It was pretty funny.
What happened about your kids?
Oh, I was talking to whatever.
What happened?
Was giving me all kinds of life advice.
No, I wasn't.
How I run my business. How I parent.
What?
And then, she got into a little fight with Todd.
Bro, Natalie drunk is really strange.
It is. She really comes out. It's great.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, I really like it.
Because I think she's the only person that's drunk and doesn't realize she's drunk. And she'll like give you advice and then you'll look at her weird and she'll go, why are you looking at me so weird? Even though she's gone on for like 8 minutes about like how you should take better care of your kids. Like she'll like really get into like I've had this like same situation with her where she's drunk and like I don't know that she's drunk and then I'll be talking to her. I'm like, oh my God, you're totally fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And she won't know that she's drunk either, and then I'll have to explain it to her that she's been drinking a lot. Yeah, I know what you mean. What was she telling you?
She was just talking about me, how I run my business.
Wait, what did I say about your business?
Talking about the podcast. And then Todd has said to me like 5 times today, he's come up to me and he's been like, hey man, was I too hard on you last night? And I was like, no. I was like, you're voicing your opinion. I was like, I was fine. He said it to me 5 times. And then he also has no idea what he said to you. And he keeps asking me. He's like, was I finally with Natalie? Is Natalie mad at me?
He just annoyed me. So I was like,
what did Todd do to annoy you? How often do you and Todd get into fights?
I mean, we haven't actually gotten into a real fight yesterday.
Ever?
No.
We were on a shoot. This was like 2 months ago. And someone goes, yeah, I was just talking to Natalie about her boyfriend.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I go, what? I go, it's her boyfriend. So Todd's her boyfriend. Yeah. And this woman is like, I just met her and she just met us. And she's like, whoa, wait. You don't know that she has a boyfriend?
Don't you spend every day together?
And I was like, no, she just never told us that. That's okay, so funny. It's official. You guys are dating.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank God, because you're my screensaver. So well, I know, that's so dumb. Funny.
There's the exclusive. Wait, you had the screensaver of Natalie?
Yeah, my screensaver is Natalie and Todd, and Marnie saw it today, everybody, and she's like, what is wrong with you?
Bro, I was clear your notification, and look at that picture. I was just telling Natalie, and I mean this in the nicest way
possible. You're an ugly ass.
No, I mean this nice. I think Natalie is fucking stunning, but that is the worst picture of her I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, look at it. Like, really look at the picture. She looks deformed.
Oh my God.
Honestly, you know what it looks like? She looks like she was melted and then put into a freezer and refrozen back. And it does not look like her at all.
Let me see.
No, I know why it doesn't look like her.
Why? Because she's 8 shots in.
She's on mushrooms.
Oh.
So when you said the word melting, yes, that's right. Her face is melting.
Bro.
This is literally the worst picture of me ever.
It's fucking insane. Natalie, you're so pretty, and I don't mean this in an offensive way at all. Zane, come look at this.
No, my face is like smushed.
But she always looks like that, though.
So speaking of the screensaver Jason has, there's a screensaver, and it's Todd and Natalie by the fireplace, and everyone changed it on their phone. So everyone has a screensaver of Todd and Natalie. And I looked at it the other day without Natalie being in the room, and I go, this picture, look at this. And I showed it to Taylor, my assistant, and I go, is this the ugliest picture you've ever seen of Natalie? And Taylor's like, what? And then Taylor looked at it, and she goes, oh, my God, yeah.
You want to know something funny? Huh? I'm the one who took that picture.
What do you think?
And I thought it was the best picture I've ever taken.
Why? Because you
were... To be granted, I was also on mushrooms.
You know what? When you took it, I thought it was the best picture I ever took, too.
Yeah, I was super excited. I was like, wow, this is supernatural. Like, I liked it because they looked bad. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, they look terrible. This is great.
Charlie, you want
to... I just waved to my daughter. By the way, guys, if Charlie comes in and starts to be in the podcast, I told her she could come in. You want to come say something on the podcast? Just come on so I can listen to it one day in the old folks' home. Guys, this is Charlie. Oh. David, do you have any questions for her?
Hold on. I have a button. Introduce her again.
Guys, this is Charlie, my daughter.
Oh, fuck. Wrong button. All right.
what is the button you pushed?
The button I pushed first went... And then the second button just is applause. All right, guys, we have Charlie Nash here. Charlie, how old are you?
11.
Okay, so the rest of the conversation has to be geared
towards an 11-year-old.
Appropriate stuff.
Right.
You smoke yet, Charlie?
Someone in her school, you know how when kids are young, but they're on social media now, so they fuck up a lot.
Right.
Someone at her school in her Snapchat wrote, happy 9/11.
No.
Oh my God.
It was on Zoom, right? Yeah.
No, as the Zoom call name, she wrote her name and then said a happy 9/11.
As a joke, or did she actually think it was a holiday?
She thought it was the right thing to say.
Oh,
like, she's just a kid. So
fucking goodness.
She didn't know.
Right. I mean, there's no way you would know as an 11-year-old.
Right.
Okay.
Like, it is a big holiday. So you'd say happy Thanksgiving, but you just don't say happy 9/11.
Merry 9/11.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that is a little strange. Oh, that's an interesting thing to talk about is like you're on TikTok, Charlie, constantly, right?
Yeah.
And are your friends like, do they make TikToks like the rest of, because like if I was an adult and I was looking at, I am an adult. If I was a parent and I,
oh, brain check.
I guess what I'm trying to get is like the like all the twerking and all that kind of stuff. Like, do your friends participate in like the WAP? And like, do they do that weird stuff? And then like, how is that at school the next day? Do you have any friends that are TikTokers?
Yeah, but they don't do those things.
They don't do inappropriate things. Because I've seen straight up, like there was a woman who showed us, it was like her 7-year-old daughter doing.
Oh yeah, doing the.
Charli D'Amelio's mom wouldn't let her do the WAP.
She's a minor.
Yeah, no, but I mean, she came out and she's like, I'm not letting my daughter do that.
And Jason forces his daughter to do the WAP. That's the difference.
Oh, my God.
Jason's like, this will pay for the bills.
She won't do any TikToks with me. She's like, even the other day, we were getting out of the car. We were in front of Earth Cafe where all the kids hang out and get paparazzi'd. So I pulled out my phone and I was like, oh, this will be a funny bit. You know, like, Charli Nash, what do you think of Dixie D'Amelio's new stuff?
That's so embarrassing. You're going to do that to your fucking daughter? So
that's exactly what she said. She's like, put it away. She's like, stop. I am not doing this. I'm like, this is a funny bit.
Oh my God.
You think it's embarrassing?
Yeah, bro.
Whatever, man. You guys are no fun.
You're like a bunch of teenagers who are like really cool outfits. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Jay, you'd be tough to have as a dad.
Yeah?
Because you're all, like, your job is to embarrass yourself. And now, like, imagine your kids, like, already have to live with that at school. Like, at school, their dad is already the guy that, you know, gets taped to the wall and then gets taped, buried in my backyard. And now on top of that, you want to just, you want to go in front of one of the most popular restaurants and you go, hey, Charlie, I'm about to fucking really ruin your day here.
I wasn't trying to ruin her day. I was trying to do a funny bit with her because I think she's funny.
Charlie, do your friends at school know at all about your dad? Like, do they ever pull up like TikToks of your dad and go, "Oh my God, is this your dad?" Like, do they ever do that?
They honestly don't care about the Black Squad. I mean, fucking I don't want to be me.
Ouch, Charlie, that one hurt.
Whoa. Hold on, where's the button? Wrong button. Fuck. Fuck this. These buttons.
Who are they into? Lorray?
I don't know. I don't know what they watch.
Who's like that? Who's like the star of social media in your school?
Probably Charli D'Amelio.
Well, right, but that's kind of for everybody. That's even in my eyes.
That's David's favorite.
That's
too.
Even in my eyes. I'm like, I love Charli. What's wrong with that one? She's actually Charli. If there's anybody to be like the person that should be like representative of social media, I'm totally fine with Charli being that person.
Sure.
I feel like she's like the most down-to-earth person. And I literally, even watching her, you could tell that she's literally just doing everything just because she
genuinely wants to.
Not genuinely wants to, but like she doesn't put on a show for like any, like,
no.
she does it up to her own standard, like everything she does. Like, mm-hmm. She's not like faking anything.
Right.
Those girls are very real. We watch her vlogs sometimes.
And that's why they all work, is because they're so real. And like, you watch Dixie's, her sister's TikToks, and Dixie literally looks like she does not want to do fucking any of this shit, but she's doing it because it brings in money. And that's the funniest fucking thing. I think like that's the best part of Dixie. So I think those two sisters are really, really authentic. And that's why it's the best.
Charlie's so funny. When she won't do TikToks with me, I go, I should have never introduced you to Charli D'Amelio. And she goes, David introduced me.
If you had to go to like the dance with somebody, either your dad or your mom, who would it be? Like, if you had, who would be like fun on a night out and also wouldn't like kill your vibe?
Well, he would vlog the whole thing.
So you wouldn't want him because it'd be too much pressure, or you. Or you
would vlog the whole thing.
I would not vlog. If you told me not to vlog it, I wouldn't.
Oh my God, you're tearing them apart.
Bro, I have not put you. What'd you say?
He's tearing you guys apart.
No, Charli, I agree. He would vlog the whole thing.
I have not. You haven't been on my channel in forever. I don't even put you on there anymore.
I asked if I could sit in the front. He's like, "Oh, are you okay with being in the vlog?"
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know what? You like to go to Urban Outfitters. You have to pay for that stuff. And you like this $10,000 house.
Oh, so it was $10,000.
Get in the vlog.
Wow. Okay. So, okay, a vlog aside, let's say there's no vlog. Who would it be? No cameras. Just as a person, who do you think is like, who can keep up with the times? I'm not saying who you love more. I'm saying for that situation, who would you prefer?
Mommy's very funny.
I think mommy would be better at a dance because you'd be weird.
That's what I'm thinking too.
No, sorry.
You're done. Go ahead, get out of here.
We all knew that was the answer. We just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah. Go hang out with Wyatt.
If we're like going out somewhere, I'd want to go with you because you do more like out places.
Charlie's smart. She's very politically correct.
Yeah, bro. Are you crazy? She's like, she's smarter than Jason.
Yeah, but I've never heard her talk. It's the first time I've heard her talk.
Yeah,
she's really smart. It's the other one.
She's very smart.
And he's smart too, but he's
the other one's like too smart.
Too smart.
No, but it's like, he would make some kind of science theory, but he would make it as we're trying to like catch a flight or something.
Yeah, it's
he'd sit there.
Charlie's like, smart, and then Wyatt's like Charli after he discovered acid. That's kind of that's where his brain's at. He's like more of like a like creative type, still very like intelligent in that department, but he has shifted all his brain energy to learning how to play instruments and music.
I was rushing to meet you to do the podcast last week, and I'm like in the car. You're like, "What's your ETA?" And I dropped them off at the house, and I had my assistant come receive them in the car. So I don't want to be late for you. And then Wyatt's like, "Can I tell you something?" And I'm like, "Wyatt, I'm late right now." And he's like, "Okay, no, now's a bad time." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah." And then I'm getting out of the car. I'm getting this stuff. I'm like, "Go ahead, tell me." Tell me, what did you want to tell me? He goes, "Okay, sometimes I hear ocean sounds in my brain."
Oh my God.
So I was thinking about going down to the ocean and recording some of the sounds and putting them on a song. And I was like, okay.
I mean, dude, that sounds horrible, but that sounds like the making of somebody who really knows what they're doing in their department.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a low-key genius.
I mean, he's a genius, but he's...
But he's a fucking idiot.
He can't put his fucking shoes on. Wyatt, put your goddamn shoes on!
Yeah, where is he right now listening to this thing?
All right,
well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Charli.
Charli, you have any social medias you want plugged real quick? She's Charli Nash on everything.
Yeah.
Just wait till she changes her Instagram to just Charli. She doesn't want to be associated with the Nash anymore.
That would be fine with me. I don't care. You don't have to do any videos with me anymore. I don't care.
I like doing videos with you. It's just annoying when it's like, I just wake up and you're like, the camera's in my face.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Nobody likes doing videos with me anymore. Just Joe.
Just Joe.
Natalie, one thing that these two do that's so funny, like especially when they go to a new place, they start like pointing out ways to change the place. Or just even today, like in the kitchen here, Ilya is standing by the trash can. You know how trash cans, they go into the wall? Like by the sink or whatever. Right. Ilya just goes, Dave, check this out. Look at this, Dave. And I'm like, oh man, Ilya found something cool in the house that I rented. So I'm going to go try to enjoy that too. I thought he was going to show him the pinball machine or the fucking movie theater room. And I'm like, what's in the kitchen that's so interesting? And he pulls the trash can out and David comes over and looks at it. And then he pushes it in and it's very smooth the way the trash can goes in. And that's what he was showing David. David was like, that's sick. And he's like, look how smooth it is. Boom, it just goes right in. It's completely flat. Sick, Il. So funny. You guys are really... And then David looks at the deck, which is... It's a fucking $13 million home, but there's sand in front of the cliff, and David goes, what if the deck just could push all the way out and then go down to the beach?
No. Because the deck... So the way this house is built is it's built on a cliff, so it looks over the cliff, and there's like a 30-foot drop, and then you have the ocean. So I was like, imagine if it was just like a ski lift that sent the entire backyard down right onto the beach.
But
so
you're on like eroding land here.
Yeah.
You're on a cliff that's like...
I understand this isn't something we can do overnight. I'm just saying if there was a genie that came, like right. imagine you hit a button and you're literally your entire backyard moves onto the beach. Like then you have the best of both worlds. You have the cliff view, which is sick, but you also have the beach access when you hit the button. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Ilya, I was talking to Ilya the other day. This was really funny. I actually wasn't talking to this. Taylor told me about this. When Ilya moved out here to work with us, I told him, I was like, my biggest concern about you working with us is you know nothing about the entertainment industry. Mm. Like, you know, this isn't like... Like, you don't care about things as much as, like I do. Like, I love, like, stuff about the movies, and, like, I love, like, actors and actresses, and I love entertainment in general. And yesterday, Taylor came out, and she saw him on the couch working on a PowerPoint. It was he has built a slideshow. He has, like, 25 slides right now, and each slide is a picture of an actor and the list of movies they've worked on. So every time he sees a new actor or a new movie, he'll put it into his slideshow and he'll say everything that he's worked on.
150 slides, but
you have 150.
Oh, you have 150 slides?
Yeah.
That's fucking
insane. You're memorizing them just so you have better knowledge of entertainment?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So like I'll
But
every other day I'll add like four new ones.
And he's getting so much better. Like the other day we were talking about a movie and he's like, is that the movie with Joe Pesci? And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, what? And like, yeah, so it is working. He is getting better at knowing.
Very good. What's somebody that you put into the your database recently?
George Clooney.
Recently, who did I put in?
He puts like good ones.
Edward Norton. I put in
Edward Norton is a great actor.
He's got like good ones like Olivia Wilde, Zoe Deutsch. Like you know what I mean? Like
oh, you saw the slideshow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He really digs deep, which is nice.
Ilya and I watched a documentary called The Social Dilemma, and what did you think?
I thought it was great. I thought it was crazy that they got execs from like each big social media company.
They have all the execs from Twitter, Pinterest. Google, Facebook, and they don't work there anymore, and they basically talk about how they manipulated all of us and how, like, since 2010 when phones became big, like the iPhone and stuff, how anxiety has, like, gone up so much in teenage girls.
Suicide rate
is up. Yeah. And just how awful, you know, the phone is. And we're all guilty of it.
Manipulated us how?
Literally, there's classes in, like, Stanford University, like, okay, this is how... We're gonna figure out. This is how we're gonna get you on Facebook like longer. And I guess it's not that nefarious. You know, you have a business. You're like, how do we get people on Facebook
right.
more? Yeah. Right? It's not that nefarious, but like the idea of like going in and like changing the way you think as a person, making you feel like Natalie posted a photo, she tagged me. Oh, I've got a comment on it. Like stuff like that. That's what the whole documentary is about. And it's just really eye-opening. Like, if you have a kid...
But do you think... I'm confused. Isn't that just what makes a good product? a good product?
It's a little different for you because, like, it's literally your business. Like, you're like, you post on Instagram, you get paid for it sometimes, or YouTube and stuff. But for the normal person, for the normal kid that's like the person that goes to a job and is just living their life in a phone, really scary.
You have to watch it to like really understand.
I don't know. I just don't like, I don't like subscribing to the idea that there's somebody bigger than me that's like controlling me and like I should be scared of it. Like, I don't.
You shouldn't be scared of it. Like, you just need to understand it. I think the only
or like remember when Natalie was talking about a certain cereal, and then all of a sudden she said the cereal, and then it popped up in the phone.
Yeah, and it popped up as an ad.
It popped up as an ad. Yeah, like shit like that.
That was fucking crazy.
But why is that crazy? I want my phone to fucking show me ads that have to do with me. Like, why is that a problem? I get so confused. Like, who cares if my phone's listening to me?
You have to
I don't care if my phone's fucking tapped by the government, and all of a sudden I'm getting answers to questions that I've just been asking my friends. Doesn't that just help me out? I just don't understand that. I've never understood people's fear from like the big brother looking over them. I never got that. And I guess maybe that's why I'm in social media.
It's not only about that. It's not only about that.
The problem is that people are depressed from it.
And addicted and like
and addicted to it.
Anxiety.
And
yeah.
It's like, they have this whole section in the movie about, it's basically a slot machine.
Yeah.
That Facebook is a slot machine. You refresh.
Right.
And you get something new and you're just like continuously hit it.
It's the worst in that regard. But yeah. Okay.
Jay, the other night I slept in the living room on the couch. I was on the couch sleeping, and it's like 3 a.m. David comes storming into the house after his run, right? He has a fucking shovel in his hand. He's like towering over me at 3 a.m. He's like, ew.
What?
Someone walked in the house. I'm like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? He's like, dude, someone at 12:30 walked in the house, and he's still in here. And I'm like in a daze. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And
it's me and Taylor coming back.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So and then Taylor goes, let me walk in first. And I go, no, I have the shovel. Let me walk in first. And Taylor's like trying to walk in front of me. And I'm like, Taylor, this makes no sense. Like, if this guy comes in front of us, I'm just going to whack you with the shovel. Like, get behind me so I can hit whoever is in here with the shovel. Like, it just made no sense. Like, I understand she was being trying to be protective and it was really sweet. But I was like, this isn't going to help any of us.
Okay.
Okay.
First off, why the fuck do you have a shovel?
Because we had no weapons.
Are you going to fucking plant some flowers for the intruder?
No, like, it was a metal shovel. I was going to fucking whack him. I was going to bust his fucking
head. Yeah, what if he's got a fucking gun?
Oh, well, oh my God, bro. If he has a gun, I'm fucked either way, but I want something to protect myself. What was I supposed to do?
A shovel's fucking heavy, man. I don't know if you can.
No, I can swing that bitch.
What made you think someone was in the house?
Okay, because we got back and the gate was open in a weird way. I was like, this gate's fucking never open like this. I was like, Taylor, check the cameras. So Taylor checked the cameras and at 12:30, we got there at like 1:30 or 2, I don't know when it was. And at 12:30, someone walked into the house with a backpack, just walked right into the house, did not like look to see if there was anybody in there. Oh. And this is a person I was not familiar with. Like, I was like, I don't know who this fucking person is at all. So Taylor and I sat in the drive, and right as we were pulling up, there were two kids like walking down my street, and my street's a dead end, so there's no reason people should be walking down. So we had all the signs that someone is in our house right now. So I woke up Ilya. I'm like, Ilya, there's somebody in the fucking house. And then I went to Natalie's room, and I was like, and I saw Todd laying next to Natalie, and I went, oh my God, Todd, did you just get a haircut? And Todd's like, yeah, why? And like Todd got a brand new haircut. He just shaved his mullet off, and he doesn't look like himself at all. And it was him in the fucking cameras. And I was like, Todd, when did you get here? And he's like, I don't know, like 12:01. And I was like, 12:30? And he's like, yeah, why? I was like, is that your backpack? And I pointed at his green backpack. He's like, yeah, that's me. I was like, fuck. And he's like, well, still check the house to see. So I still went to go check the house to see if there's
anyone.
It's
like a Law and Order episode.
Bro, you know what I fucking found the other day? I want to fucking move out of my house. Like, I'm getting real scared of my house. And the worst fucking thing, I hate insects. This is what I found. Taylor sent me a picture in my own garage. It was a spider web in the corner. It was a black widow, a proper black widow, eating a fucking scorpion.
Whoa.
In my garage.
Whoa.
Jason, is this fucking Australia? Bro, I was fucking petrified. I was like,
whoa,
pack up your bags, we're calling the militia. This fucking house is donezo. How fucking scary.
How big was the scorpion and how big was the black widow?
Black widow was almost the size of the scorpion. No, the black widow was probably the size of like three quarters next to each other, so pretty fucking big. And then the scorpion was the size of a half a dollar bill.
That sounds like quite the match. I would think the scorpion could take the black widow out.
That's what I would think, but it was wrapped up in the spider web.
Oh, that's the spider web.
Bad situation, my dude.
I was driving the other day with Joe.
Yeah.
And we were vlogging. I had the camera up on the dash.
Yeah.
And Joe goes, we passed a cop and he goes, oh, is it illegal to vlog? And I go, when I do it.
Those are the moments I wish I was there for.
I know. I wish you were there for that one too. And
out on the field filming with you guys.
Joe got that one. Out on the field.
Zane Heath, you guys got something?
What it do, baby? View.
What's up? This is our boy Heath here.
How's it going?
Heath, what's up? How you doing?
We got Zane Heath here from...
Zane Heath Unfiltered.
From David's Vlog.
YouTube.com.
How have you guys been dealing with the quarantine? We're in a
fucking $20 million mansion right now.
Yo, fuck mass.
Oh my god. Oh boy. That was like the hardiest white person laugh ever. All of us laughing at that joke.
Jesus Christ.
We're in a $20 million mansion.
Fuck mass.
Yeah, it is pretty strange.
Did you know that Heath wants, like, his ideal situation is to live on like 100 acres of land with like four different families that are all his own family, but like his brother's family, his mother, and he wants to live off the land. This is his action. The guy who loves Lamborghinis and supercars and Porsches and GTRs. Like, he wants to live a humble life like this.
That is the duality of man, David. That's what they call it.
What is it?
The duality of man.
Duality.
There's like the duality. Like nobody is one thing. Like my friend Bert, he's like a really famous stand-up, right? He's like a great family man. But then he goes out on the road and he fucking drinks his face off. And it's like, it's that thing of like, you're both,
yeah,
you
so
know?
That's what I'm saying. The heaven must be different because, Heath, that is your idea of heaven. And mine is like a beautiful city.
Heaven isn't just one specific thing. To me, I feel like right now, you have the thing that you love. You have the thing that you love, Jason. But like, it doesn't mean like you're stuck in that forever. Heaven is just a state of like being.
Like Molly.
I've never done Molly, so I don't know.
You think heaven's like being... You've never done Molly?
I've never done Molly.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God.
That's the one thing? You went straight from weed to mushrooms to heroin and you skipped Molly?
Well, weed, mushrooms, heroin, cocaine.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, I've never done it.
What if heaven's just boring? What if it's just like, okay? What if we're all there and we're like, yeah...
It's like Saddle Ranch on a dead night. Where it's like,
drinks are free.
I get there and I'm like, Jason, so how is it? And he goes, you're giving me a tour around and like you're still limping. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? You still got the fucking limp?
Still got the limp. And they couldn't fix it. And I'm supposed to see them on Tuesday.
They're who's gonna let me know.
God. Yeah, but it's a long lineup here.
Wow. No, I feel like it's... To me, this is what I think. I think it's something peaceful. I think it's...
It's just like Earth, but only the happy aspects of it.
Right, where everybody... Like, you... Where everything is just right.
Right, where everything works in your favor. Like,
I don't think, like... I love cars. That doesn't mean I'm going to be stuck inside of a car for the rest of my... know what I mean?
Well, I always say this. I said this on the last podcast, too. I think people's heaven is... Like, I feel like people will be reborn into... things on Earth, and that'll be their heaven. Like I'll you know, like some people like will be having a horrible life and that's their hell, and then some people will be living an amazing life where they're traveling, they met the love of their life, and this is their heaven. Like this is the year of this is the life of their heaven.
You ever looked into like reincarnation stories?
No.
Very interesting.
Why? What happens?
There's this little kid. I wish I remembered his name. I think it was James.
I'm all for like conspiracies and crazy shit like that, but like, there's a part of me that always goes like, yeah, but probably not. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, yeah, no, 100%. And like, to me, I guess, as a Christian.
I've never heard you say that. I've never heard you say that.
But like, reincarnation isn't a thing that like I'm supposed to be like.
Heath was doing blow off Zane's tits 2 years ago, and now he's on this podcast going, well, me, as a Christian, I find
born again Christian, my reincarnated self is no longer a cook. No, but, like, that's something to me that seems very, like,
you imagine some baby's born, like, fucking 80 years from now, and it's Heath.
I used to do coke with David Dobrik.
it's a five-year-old. I did blow with this guy. I don't do blow, by the way.
Zane and I...
Around.
I tag team a porn star with Zane in a Walgreens parking lot.
It was CVS. I'm classy.
Have you and Zane ever hooked up with a porn star?
Dave, you already know the story.
I know.
Don't ask it like you. Heath, random question.
You and Zane have definitely had a threesome.
I didn't know what was worse, Mariah walking in or Jason's daughter.
Jason's daughter just walked in, and Heath was looking over his shoulder, making sure it wasn't his girlfriend. But it was worse. Is it true that you guys have had a threesome once with another girl? It was you two and another girl.
Did we not talk about this already?
Okay, so that's true.
Me and him last night hanging out.
No, yeah, it definitely happened. Yeah.
And how old were you guys?
Like 14?
Bro, what the? Okay, that sounds weird now. Yeah. But what I was going to say is what I would do to be there to watch you guys be doing that. That would be so
funny. Wait, you guys were 14?
No.
Yeah.
David.
You were 14?
It's like 21.
Okay, and what happened? Give me the situation. You guys are at a bar. You guys are all drunk. Like, was this with a friend?
Did you follow her on Twitter or did I?
You did.
Okay, I followed this porn star on Twitter. She said, "Hey, I'm giving free blowjobs at the Sawgrass Mill Mall's parking lot if anybody wants to meet up. This is the mall 5 minutes down our house."
Sawgrass, right around the corner.
It was almost like she posted it for me. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, same.
Well, we followed each other.
So first thing I did is called my buddy Heath.
So
yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
did. I honestly don't remember how like it went down. But, like, I don't know if I hit you up and we're like, let's meet up with this.
Yeah, you were like, yo, so-and-so's at Sawgrass Mall. You want to go try to, like, find her?
So that's what we did. I tweeted at her saying, we'll meet up with you. And we did. And
were there other people in line?
No, there was nobody else in line, and nobody else.
It wasn't like a meet and greet.
So no one showed up.
Nobody showed up.
It sounds like.
No. It wasn't like she was in the parking lot, like, waiting for people. She was just going to the mall, and she just did that as
a joke.
She
would say
it was
something
just like a
funny,
joke,
like announcing where she was.
Yeah,
she was just trying to get people to come meet her.
Yeah, she wasn't expecting anybody to show up. It was just like a joke.
I imagined her, like, sitting in the back of a van, like, with a sign that says "right here."
Oh, no! That wasn't. If that was the
Remember
setup, we would never show up.
Shit about social media earlier.
Yeah,
I take it back now. Yeah.
It seemed really authentic.
Right.
She sent me her number. I texted her. We met up.
Where did you meet her? At the food court?
Right outside of Target.
Hold on. We did meet her at the food court.
No, it was outside of Target, and then we walked into the food court.
You, like, know this, like, detail by detail.
And
I couldn't forget.
It was just you two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just us two.
Wow.
And we were, like, we were viners at the time, so, like, she... We were big enough to actually meet up with us. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, so you guys already had, like, some street cred. So
yeah, we had. Yeah.
So you guys were meeting each other as equals, as both entertainers.
Yeah. She followed me on Twitter first, and I followed her back. So she knew who we were.
Oh, wow.
Right. At this point.
Oh,
yeah.
So yeah, you're definitely getting a free blowjob.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
So, and as he did, too. So we met up with her, and we were... I just remember the whole day. I was so nervous the whole day.
Well,
because
what was weird, because, like, in my head, the way I remember it, it was like me, you, and her in the middle walking around the mall, going into stores. Like, I remember, like, going into, like, Victoria's Secret, and she's, like, shopping. And then I remember, like, her walking out with bags. And in my head, this is, like, this is what's going through my mind. What I want, you got. And it's just like, I'm the famous kid. And we're just, like, skipping through. Like, that's in my head.
We felt like rich fucking Saudi Arabians with a private jet waiting for our.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Was it just her?
It was just her. Did she not? She had a friend with her.
Yeah, but she left real quick.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but she was there with a friend, and then he left.
Right. But I remember it was, we went to Victoria's Secret, and she tried like a onesie on or something, and it was one of like a... It was one of those where the ass flap comes up.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to go try it on real quick. And we're like, all right, right. So then she walks out and she's got it on, and then she, like, flipped the flip up. She's like, how does it look? And me and them were just like,
oh, it looks good.
But I just remember, like, that, and, like, that in my head, I was just like, what is going on?
Right.
And then she wore it out. She, like, paid for it with it on. And then we, like, walked out.
Yeah, and she's just, like, it's, like, this girl is just flashing her ass, everything. She just doesn't care. And this one moment I knew we were going home with her. This moment, I'm going to tell you, because you probably don't remember this, but I do. So we were in line for I think we were getting food or something, and all of a sudden Breaking Bad gets brought up. And she's like, oh, my God, I love Breaking Bad. You guys want to watch it after? And me and you looked at each other, we're like...
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Thank we're God like, we watched Breaking
we're
Bad.
Like, we both don't have cable.
So we ended up leaving. I remember we went straight to the gas station and we bought a bunch of alcohol. Oh,
Bud
my
Light,
God, that sounds
Fratnum.
So bad. This sounds so bad. But we, you know, we all bought a bunch of alcohol and we were like so excited for the
did
night.
Did you buy condoms? Did you guys already have them? Or
No. Yeah, we didn't even.
Jesus, David.
Like in my head was not to buy condoms. In my head was like, is this gonna happen or not? Like it, like it's not even a thought in my mind to buy condoms.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
So
I personally didn't think like anything was gonna happen.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. Like okay. Just yeah. Whatever the night had. Like even if we just like hang out and drink some beers, but like it was still like crazy.
Right.
So I remember we bought a bunch of beers. We went to the beach and we were just going fucking nuts.
Just
and
you three.
Yeah. It was just us
oh,
three.
Oh my God.
And I remember it was just like. We were just in the water, and she was making out with you, and then making out with me, and just like a bunch of shit was happening. And then she was like,
"I'm gonna fast forwarded real quick."
Oh, hold on,
crazy. Like we were at the beach. We
hold
like
on, what else
and
happened?
Then, and then she was making out with you, and making out. With
yeah, how did it get there, Zane? How did it get to you guys both making out?
I don't
out
know.
With her?
I don't remember.
Because that's the big moment.
Well, that's why I skipped it because I don't fucking remember either.
that's like a big moment where like that's where you find out. Oh my God, this girl wants fucking both of us. Like where
I think she got naked.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess she allowed both of you guys to see. Like,
and this was after we drank everything, and it just everything started coming out.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you're making out, what happens?
And then from there, she's just like, I'm going to get us a hotel room tonight. It was like a porno. It was like the cameras were on us,
God.
And everything was being recorded. It was insane.
Oh, my God. What, when she said
imagine
that.
Imagine David was filming at this time.
Imagine us shutting the door.
Oh, my
us.
God.
Oh, yeah, the door's open. Can we close the door? So, Heath's girlfriend doesn't hear this.
Oh my yeah, everybody's silent. Is everybody silent out there?
Your girlfriend doesn't know you had a threesome?
No, I'm pretty sure I told her at the beginning of our relationship.
Heath, I hope you did. We're being so loud talking about this right now.
Yeah, she knows.
Okay, so
it wasn't like a fucking
right.
Hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. And, you want to go out? By the way, but yeah. Like it was just like
so. It was so long ago, and this was like the first time we've ever encountered anything like this.
Totally fine. So you guys are going to the hotel room.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then at this point, are you two looking at each other like, oh my fucking God, it's on?
We're behind.
Yeah.
We're behind.
Yeah, we were. Dude, it was. We couldn't believe it.
But yeah, so we get up to the room and like.
It's like a motel or like a hotel?
No, it was fucking gorgeous. Like in my
what?
Right on the water, like nice fucking hotel.
Really?
Nice.
Wait, is this in Miami?
It's
Wait. Compared to us, it was nice at the time, but now it's probably like
sure. I mean, yeah, definitely 20-year-old Zane and Heath. This is like extremely bougie. Any hotel.
It was a double bed, so that's pretty nice. It was a double bed.
A double bed. That's very nice. Yeah.
Which we didn't need. So we get up to the room, and then I don't know. It just started happening, right?
It was one of the most magical moments of my
life. I'm surprised.
Zane, right.
Zane got naked first, and then Heath, and then she's like, "Fuck it."
So it was like a like hanging out, doing the thing, and we were like kissing, touching, like all.
Who you and Zane were making out?
And then she was in the bathroom. She was getting ready.
Want to warm up?
I'm surprised I had the balls to even do this because I feel like even now I'd back out. I would just be too scared.
I would when I was your age or even now, I would back out of that
situation. No, Jason, every other time I would have backed out. I don't know what balls I had to just do it in the moment, especially with Heath in there.
When you were butt naked, was this after or before the sex?
It was right before.
Oh, so you guys were already
like
naked.
Stuff was getting on.
Did you guys get the free blowjobs?
Oh, everything. She did everything. Everything.
Yeah. You
did? Everything you can imagine. Like, dude, we checked every box that night.
No, you guys didn't high five.
Yeah, we did.
We checked every box that night. It was unbelievable.
My God.
I checked his box and he checked
mine.
Wow. Okay, and then she goes to the bathroom to change or whatever to get freshened up.
Hold on. But like during, I just want to say like real quick before, during, she's like, this is the craziest thing I've ever fucking done. And I looked at her, I was like, you're a porn star. You do this every day. She's like, no, but this is like real.
I think that was the craziest thing she's done off camera.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it, especially with like two Vine stars that are known to be a duo. Like, that's so funny. Like to fuck, like, oh, I fucked up with Zayn and Heath. Which one? I fucked both of them. Like, that's pretty fucking funny. This is maybe a little bit too much, but where did you guys finish? Because I know there's two of you, and I'm assuming you guys both came.
This is about, I think where I think you're going.
I've fuck, this is so gross. I can't believe I'm saying this. Right. I finished
into
on
Heath's mouth.
close, other way around.
Wait, what?
Okay, so
dude, what?
So
they,
okay, so he told me this like 3 years later after this night. He never told me this. Yeah. I'm sure this was a hoo hoo ha for the both of them for a long time.
Oh no!
But I guess at some point in the night when everybody was done, like Heath came in her mouth.
Oh my
god. And then
god.
After that, full blown made out with me.
Oh, while, oh my god.
Like right after.
Like right after.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, but what's a threesome without that? You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are actually fucking like seriously connected.
Yeah.
Well, it's no STDs is what it was.
Yeah, mean. He's definitely in my blood cells at some somewhere. So.
Yeah, Zane, you're going to have a kid in a couple years and it's going to look exactly like
he's going to come out smoking a cigarette.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I remember him telling, the way he told me was like, he's been dying to tell me this for years, and it finally came out.
I felt bad. I felt weird.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Go check out Jason's social media. Go check out Zane and Heath's podcast called Unfiltered. Sorry,
Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Get it right, I'm bitch. Sorry. Get it right.
Go check out. It's hilarious. They talk about coming on each other all the time. They probably still do it. But thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys later. Go buy the new merch. I have a ton of new merch out. It's David's vlog, even though I haven't had a vlog come on in 8 months. It's a little backwards.
It's soft. I have like 8 hoodies, and it's coming from me that doesn't buy anything. So
thank
please,
you. Zane.
Please buy it.
You also do get it for free. So
don't tell him that.
We'll see you guys later. My name is Jeff. Bye.
Bye, guys.